This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee today is Taylor Finley, there with the Teens Acting Against Violence, Kelly Kortemeyer with the Bethel Actors Guild, and Teresa Kleiner with the Library. Speaking with them is KYUK's Gabby Salgado.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
We're here to talk about Halloween, which is coming up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on in town on Friday for Halloween, to celebrate Halloween. Let's start with the library. What's happening at the library?
We are doing Trunk or Treat again, which a lot of people are probably familiar with. We do it every year on Halloween in the parking lot at the Cultural Center. So this year, we're really excited that Halloween's on Friday, and mm-hmm. Trunk or Treat will start at 5:30. So what Trunk or Treat is people come and decorate their car, and they pass out candy from their car to trick-or-treaters. So it's kind of a convenient way for kids to get a lot of candy in one location. It's a safe place to trick-or-treat. We ask that people sign up if they want to come and, you know, pass out candy from their car, but you certainly don't have to sign up. But it just helps us kind of keep an eye on how we lay out the cars and that kind of thing. So if people want to come and pass out candy, you can still call the library at 543-4516 to sign up. And you can also go to our website or our Facebook page, and there's a web form that you can fill out to sign up. We do ask that people bring their own candy to pass out, or other little treats, you know, for kids. But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and we're excited that there's some other fun stuff going on kind of at the same time in the general area of the Cultural Center, which these other folks will talk about.
For sure. So this is the second annual KYUK Haunted House. We have TAV represented here with Taylor and Bethel Actors Guild with Kelly. Can you tell us a bit about the collaboration that goes into creating this haunted house?
Sure. So sort of at the core of all three of our missions is like the community and creating events and spaces for the community to enjoy. And we all recognized last year that like Halloween is off the charts. Everyone loves Halloween. Everyone loves horror. I think last year at our haunted house, which was a little bit ramshackle and like, I don't know, sounds fun. Let's maybe do it. There were like 500 or 600 people that came through the haunted house last year, and it was wild. So we were like, okay, we definitely need to do this again, because when the community shows up and is really interested in something, that's a great indicator. So we have been planning for it since last year. Last year we did a zombie takeover of KYUK. This year we decided to do a haunted carnival. So it's going to be pretty spooky, I think. Collaboration-wise, I don't know. Kelly, do you want to talk about that? How we're all working together to make it happen?
Yeah. So it kind of started with making sure that kind of like Taylor was saying, like this is something that the community continues to show up and show out for, and a big point of our collaboration is creating safe and accessible entertainment for the community, particularly for youths, and making sure that we continue to bring these types of things and these types of events, especially with a holiday that's kind of centered around, like, it's getting dark, like, it's snowy now, and creating an opportunity for people to get out and have fun and be safe, and promoting, like, healthy things within the community for people to partake in.
Yeah, at Teens Acting Against Violence, TAV, we're an after-school group, and so we've got teens from BRHS helping us make the decorations and helping us make the costumes. And if we're lucky, it sounds like a few of them, instead of trick-or-treating, that they want to be some scary guys in the haunted house. So you might see some really freaky-looking, dressed-up teenagers in the haunted house if you come and join us.
I know for me personally, just like being inside KYUK, you know, made me want to do a haunted house. This building is a little creepy in a fun
and
lovable way. And so when Michaela approached us last year about doing a haunted house, it was like, this is something that I've always wanted to do. And to get the library on board, to get Tav and Beg on board, was just like creating this like dream team of artistic people who want to bring joy by scaring people.
Yeah, I'm really excited. There's a couple of like really intricately handcrafted pieces that are coming into the haunted house this year. I really think that there's a lot of interesting ideas and concepts that are going to come into this, and so I'm very excited to see it all finally in the space and come together.
Yeah, we were texting Gabby last night. Can you measure the break room? Can you tell us how wide the hallway is? That ceiling, how tall is she? Because we're doing some weird stuff in here. There's maybe an interactive element that we didn't have last year. Maybe a little spooky game that if you can play it without getting scared, maybe something will happen.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to some kids in the library yesterday, and I asked them if they were going to come to, you know, Trunk or Treat and the haunted house, and they were like, we went to the haunted radio station last year, and it really scared us. So sweet. I don't know if they're going to come again, but they're definitely going to come to Trunk or Treat. They were a little younger.
Yeah. We sort of are advertising it for late elementary, early middle school, but we do allow children under 10 to come as long as they're with an adult, someone 18 or older. If I came to a haunted house like that when I was that small, I would have freaked out and died. But, like, people love scary things, and so we have lots of all-age kids. So all age of people are welcome to join us. Kind of the plan is that we'll have people start lining up at KYUK around 6:30. We should have our first group start around 6:30, 6:45. We're planning to have groups of around four, maximum six, go together and sort of experience it as a group. It'll probably be between 2 and 5 minutes, so if that line gets really long, it will move pretty quick. We get to go through and see all the scary things. We should have some candy or interactive something inside the little waiting area. And like I said, we'll start at 6:30, and we're planning to go till 10 o'clock. So we should be able to, everyone who wants to come see the Haunted Carnival should be able to get a chance.
It's pretty cool, too. We started doing Trunk or Treat in, like, maybe 2017, so we've been doing it for a lot of years, but I love that there's something happening here now at the radio station, and then also the fire department is doing a haunted haunted house at the fire department, too, which is cool. That one goes from 6 o'clock to, from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and that's free as well. So I love that there's a lot of stuff happening kind of centrally. So, you know, Trunk or Treat, you kind of come and quickly get your candy, and then you can, if you want to, take your kids to do the other things at the fire department and KYUK.
Yeah, I love that there's a haunted house run now. Like, it's like, make sure you get your stamps. Go to Trunk or Treat, get the firehouse, and come by the haunted radio station.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point that, you know, it's kind of a journey through Halloween, through like downtown Bethel.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a catch 'em all kind of thing. You got to go to each one. Can you explain that a little bit more, the process of like getting a stamp if you go to all three, you know, or getting a prize if you go to all three?
So We had talked about doing something like that. I'm not sure if it's going to come to fruition yet or not, but there is the possibility of, and maybe if we don't do it this year, maybe next year we'll have kind of a destination passport type thing.
So I believe we actually will have a destination passport. So I believe that at Trunk or Treat you can get your like stamp card situation, and you can get your first stamp at the library, the cultural center in the parking lot, from one of your library staff.
Yep.
And then the fire department has been kind enough to light the way to both of the other events, so you'll be able to follow the lit path to both of the haunted houses, and whoever's like running the door and helping you at the beginning of the haunted house will be able to stamp your little passport, and if you get all three done, there'll be some special prize that is a secret, and also I don't know what it is yet. I know that it exists. And you'll either be able to get it at one of the haunted houses, or it'll be available at the library.
Later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, you'll get that punch card at the Trunk or Treat, and you can take it along with you following the lit path to each of the other events. When you turn in that stamped all three punch card, and maybe you'll see, like, which... I'm excited to hear, like, which haunted house scared you more? I want to hear about the other one, because we won't be able to go to the other one. Yep. So share your experience with your spooky tour guides and get your stamps and prizes.
Yeah, and just be safe with parking. You know, you can park across by, like, the Lions Club in that park over there. During Trunk or Treat, we're going to have police officers helping people cross the street. We just want to make sure that people are really careful, you know, when they're crossing the street, especially the little kids. So, and then, yeah, there will be a lot going on. So we hope people come and enjoy Halloween with us.
Yeah, and one last note. It was really cold last year, and it is going to be really cold this year, especially at KYUK. We don't have a ton of room in our inside waiting area, so if your kiddos are out on their own, make sure they're all bundled up. We can have a place for coats to sit while they're in the haunted house. We just want to make sure everybody's safe while they're waiting in line for our events.
Yeah, and depending on weather, we always do a book giveaway at Trunk or Treat in addition to candy. Don't worry, there will be a lot of candy, too. And also some fruit, but that's because AC gave most of their candy away to the people helping with the typhoon relief efforts. So we have lots of candy and also some fruit that we'll be giving out. But if it's freezing cold or if it's snowing or wet, we'll do the book giveaway inside the cultural center. So just keep in mind that, like, we'll put a sign out if we end up having something inside, and that would be a location to come warm up to.
That's great, because it gets cold, it gets dark, and it's important to be safe. And, you know, that's kind of what these events are about, staying safe and having something to do on Halloween, even though you're going to get your pants scared off.
Absolutely.
But safely.
Safely. With safe adults.
I mean, I'm not a haunted house person, and I knew every jump scare last year, and I still got scared walking around.
Some of the soundtrack things that we made, like, will, like, play in my head sometimes. I'm like, ugh. I don't like it. I think Gabby and Mary-Kate at KYUK are going to be in charge of making our, like, haunted, spooky soundscape, and I'm scared. I'm not ready for it.
Yeah, we did it last year, and the sound of, like a CDC person over the phone with on the radio just, like, blaring in your ears. And
the CDC person?
Because it was like a zombie outbreak.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It was scary.
It was really scary. But it was really fun, and I know a lot of people had fun walking through, so I'm really excited to see what this year holds.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure before we end that Trunk or Treat doesn't have a defined end time. It ends when the candy runs out. So I want to make sure that people know that it usually goes an hour and a half max, because we get a lot of kids, maybe 1,000 people come to Trunk or Treat.
Wow.
We have a lot of candy. But just keep in mind that, you know, you kind of want to come close to the start if you want to make sure that there's still candy.
So the breakdown, it sounds like it's 5:30 Trunk or Treat till candy's gone, and then 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock haunted fire station, and then 6:30 to 10 o'clock KYUK haunted carnival.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. Yep. So you can get your candy, you can get scared by the fire station, then you can come get scared by the radio people. Teresa, can you give those phone numbers for anyone who is interested in having a car at Trunk or Treat one more time?
Absolutely. It's 543-4516.
And that's if you're interested in giving away candy at Trunk or Treat. And then, you know, stop by the radio station and come get scared by us. I think it's going to be super fun. I've heard what the crew has been building, and it sounds amazing. And so I'm really excited to see it.
We're excited to scare you.
Oh, very much so.
We probably won't be scaring kids at Trunk or Treat, but we will be having fun.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for a little dance performance by the library staff.
I'm so excited.
Amazing.
Not a good dance performance.
Well, I will be deep in carnival bliss, so mm-hmm. make sure that somebody records yes. it so we can see it.
Mm-hmm. And then before we close tonight, just one, or this morning, before we end this morning, just a reminder, if you haven't heard the promos, the Raven that we yeah. aired last year will be re-airing today at 1 and at 9 o'clock in the evening. And then The Turn of the Screw, which was the radio play that we did last year live, will be re-airing tomorrow on Thursday at 1 and then in the evening at 8:30. So catch some spooky sounds here mm-hmm. on KYUK, thanks to the Bethel Actors Guild. And, yeah, I'm super excited for Halloween, and it's going to be a great evening.
Happy it Halloween sure week, everyone.
Yeah. Happy Halloween week.
Yeah, listening to all of our radio activities is a perfect way to get ready for our Friday activities.
Exactly.
You should come check out our really crazy decorations in the library. Oh, my employees yes. on a day I was off went nuts yes. with the red paint.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Just remember to return your books or else.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me this morning, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Halloween.
That was Taylor Finley. They are with the Teens Acting Against Violence, Kelly Kordemeyer with the Bethel Actors Guild, and Teresa Kleiner with the Library, speaking about the upcoming Halloween events on Halloween, October 31. Again, Trunk or Treat, 5:30, until candy runs out. The fire department, 6 to 9 for their haunted house, and KYUK, 6:30 to 10. Don't miss it.
This is Coffee at KYUK.